Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Habits. I am Stephanie Brayman and I am your host today. I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I have my own business called Shape and Shred at Just Fit Training Studios. We specialize in small group training, personal training, group fitness classes, nutrition, and 21-day health and fitness accountability and support groups. I also train clients all over the United States because a lot of my business is done online and I host virtual groups and trainings to help people reach their health and fitness goals. I also help entrepreneurs start their own health and fitness business. So as you can see, I'm pretty busy just like the rest of you. And I wanted to focus today on summer. Summer is a wonderful time of year. We get to take vacations. We get to enjoy more time with friends and family. We spend more time outside doing the things that we love. But it also can be a very hectic and busy time. And in these busy days, it's really easy to lose sight of our health and fitness goals. You know, maybe we haven't achieved the goal that we wanted before summer, but we don't want to use summer as kind of our excuse to either stop or backtrack in the progress that we've made. So I believe that meal prep really is a huge part of you being able to achieve your health and fitness goals. And if you follow me, that's something that I work really closely with all of my clients. I believe that the results that you're going to get are primarily made in the kitchen. So I think that summer, even though it's busy and hectic, is still a great opportunity to minimize your time in the kitchen and make the most of your time doing the things that you love while still being able to eat healthy and take care of your body. So I wanted to share some of my favorite time-saving summer meal prep tips and tricks that you can use to make the most of your time, not heat up that kitchen too much, and save your waistline in the process. So my first tip would be to use your grill. Accessory, and you can make so many different things and batch cook at one time on your grill if you have a large enough one. So using your grill is going to make your meal prep a breeze, and it cuts down on the time you spent in the kitchen. Plus, if you live in a warmer climate like we do, you know, we don't want to heat up our oven and use the stove all the time. Everything is pretty warm here. And, you know, on those days where it's 102 degrees, that's not something that's super enjoyable. So being able to batch cook multiple items on your grill at one time will save you time, energy, and help with your heating bills. So I like to say, you know, mix up some different marinades. Get your meat ready in advance. You can even put them in Ziploc bags in your refrigerator or even freeze them. So the meat's already in there, like your lean proteins, like your pork loins, pork chops, any chickens, any lean beef. And you can freeze them in the marinades, take them out of the freezer, put them in the refrigerator the day before you want to use them, and they're already perfectly seasoned for you to throw on the grill. You can also marinate them in the refrigerator and then do the same process if you're not into freezing the meats. I also like to use the grill to do a ton of fresh vegetables that you can get at the farmer's market or that you can get at your local store. I think that summer vegetables are amazing. It's one of my favorite times of the year to eat healthy. So you can get those veggies ready, grill them, and then when you grill different vegetables, you can use them in different recipes throughout the week so you have variety and they're more versatile. So So you can use them in stir fries. You can use them as sides. You can use them in like burrito bowls. You can use them in summer salads. Whatever it is, you're going to have them prepped and ready to go for you to use so you can save time in the kitchen. I really enjoy burgers on the grill. It's one of my favorite things. I don't enjoy them so much any other time of the year, but in the summer, I think that they're super practical, they're super easy, they're inexpensive, and you can make them in batch as well. So what I like to do is get my lean ground beef or chicken or turkey or pork or whatever you'd like to use, season them and make them however you would like, and then you can also freeze those patties in freezer-safe bags or, you know, freezer-safe containers. And then, again, take them out the day before, and you've got your burgers already ready to go. Just throw them on the grill, and it makes a simple lunch, a simple dinner, or simple meal prep that you can use throughout the week when you're busy. You can even make veggie burgers or black bean burgers. I even have an awesome recipe for a sweet potato burger. So you can get really creative and have a ton of variety to use. And again, do it all at once so that you're not having to spend extra time getting meals ready at dinner time or lunchtime, but you're batch cooking things or batch preparing them in large quantities to save you time during the week or when you're busy and you know you're going to go on vacation or whatever it might be. Again, I really feel that, you know, this is the time of year that you want to be out there doing things you love, hiking, kayaking, spending time at the lake, enjoying time at the pool. You really want to minimize the stress that you put on yourself and have yourself a good plan that you can do each week to keep you on track. I also love shish kebabs, perfect summer food, right? You're combining your lean proteins with your vegetables and or even some fruit sometimes. So you can thread your meat on your skewers, just simply cut it up and cube it. And also you could cut it up and cube it and throw it in your marinade, thaw it, and then put it on your skewers. Either method works wonderful. It just depends on how much time you want to spend prepping. But they're perfect, easy to eat, easy to use summer foods. You can even grill your shish kebabs and place them, you know, on a bed of quinoa or brown rice. You can use them in salads again. You can use them as something to grab and go for a healthy lunch. Whatever you need, it's there and ready to go. I think that using a crock pot, I love my crock pot all year long. It's not set for any particular season for me. I love the crock pot because it's a simple, easy, and fix it, forget it, and then it's ready for you. Who doesn't love that? I mean, you don't have to spend the time in the kitchen, and you're just going to get it ready. And then when you get home from work, when you get home from the pool, you've got that meal already ready to go. And again, you're not going to be heating up your kitchen and making your house even warmer than it already is. So I think that you can prepare amazing breakfast, lunch, desserts, and sides in your crock pot. I have a ton of recipes that I share with my clients that help them to make the most out of their crock pot and, again, get more versatility and variety so they're not getting bored with it. There's a ton of recipes you can find on Pinterest, and I even have a board on Pinterest dedicated to the crock pot. So I share a ton of recipes on there. And I will be posting on my Slow My Step page, which is on Facebook, some of these recipes that go along with these meal prep ideas. So if you want to subscribe to my Slow My Step 13 Facebook page, after this broadcast, I'll be sharing some of these summer recipes that go along with your crock pot or that go along with your grill that you can use to make the most out of your time and have delicious and healthy, simple meals. So if you subscribe to that, you'll be able to find that. And then I will also share my board for my Pinterest recipes for the crock pot. So you can easily follow that board for more great ideas and ways that you can use your crock pot. I also love So the crock pot is great because, again, you can either make the meals ahead of time and freeze them in a Ziploc freezer bag, and then you just dump that whole meal into the crock pot, set it for the desired time, and then it's ready to go. Or you can simply prepare something in the morning before you leave and have it ready for you at the end of the day. So I think that the crock pots are great for slow cooked meat. You know, if you want like a sweet and sour pulled chicken, maybe you want to make healthy buffalo chicken. You can do any kind of pulled pork for a barbecue. Anything like that will work in your crock pot. And I have some amazing recipes that are super, super delicious. I also think that when you use a crock pot, you know, it's very economical. You're not spending a ton of money on those meals, but you are getting flavor and you're getting something that's usually healthy and delicious. So it's perfect for the whole family. And again, if you're on a budget, it's going to help save some money as well. Chili kits are also a wonderful thing to make for summer. And again, you can make these ahead of time or again, make them in the morning. But your chili kit, you can make chili dogs. So if you're grilling out on the grill that evening, grill your hot dogs. You've already made your chili that morning and you have it ready to go. So that can be chili for a side, chili for chili dogs or chili burgers, whatever. It could be something that you bring to a family barbecue or a picnic. And then they are so simple because you're just going to dump everything right in there and you're going to have something you can use at the end of that busy day. I know that salads, so for me, I don't love salads in the winter. I like to have more of a comfort food and more warm food that you're going to prepare. So salads are, again, something that's super simple that you can make. Because I find in the summer, you know, it's wonderful to add fresh fruits, more fresh vegetables. Again, your seasoned meats. You can grill shrimp. You can make your shish kebabs. You can make meat skewers and put those into the salads. I have some amazing recipes, like an avocado strawberry salad with a delicious poppy seed dressing. It's so wonderful, and it only has a few ingredients, but it has a ton of flavor. So you can make that as a side or your main salad, and then add a healthy lean protein to it. Again, simple and easy. My other favorite way to make salads is mason jar salads. And I love these because you can make different varieties at one time, or you can make a batch of one set one, and it's a perfect portable healthy meal that is ready to go. Plus, the mason jars are super cute. So my favorite one right now is a mustard chicken and spinach salad that you can make in a mason jar. And again, I'll share this recipe. The thing about the mason jars is kind of the way you layer it that helps to keep that salad fresh and crisp and it doesn't get soggy. So I always share my top tips for how you layer the items in there for best results. And the mason jar salads are great for you to grab for your lunch if you guys are going on a picnic, if you need something quick and healthy on the go because it's portable. And again, it's going to taste delicious and keep you in line with your health and fitness goals. I thank you so much for tuning in today. Information. I really would love if you would follow me on Facebook. Again, it's LimitsChef13. That is where I share all of my meal prep ideas, healthy recipes that I have, fitness tips, fitness workouts, everything that can help to keep you healthy in a very simple and easy and practical way. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. If I can help you to reach your health and fitness goals, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. And I hope you have an amazing, healthy, fit, and fun summer. Have a great day.